Welcome to the Solomon Show. My name is Solomon Buckley. I am the apostolic leader of the Fresh Wind International Mission Space Incorporated. For more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. Again, for more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com.
Salvation, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray and I ask that you would continue to raise us up, my God, and order our steps in the way that we should go, yes, God. Hallelujah. For we cannot do nothing without you, yes, God. Lord, we love you. We magnify you. We adore you, yes, God. Hallelujah. And we be so careful to give you all the praises, God, and all the glory, hallelujah, for it belongs to you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord to this message. Praise God. The theme of this message, my God, this intensified fight. Heavyweight. This intensified, my God. Some of us have never seen anything like it. The way the enemy is roaming to and for, seeking whom he may wear out, drain, devour, my God. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, my God. But the word of God, it says, for the weapon of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is not a natural fight. Jesus. This is not a natural fight, my God. Ephesians 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And then, let's see here. Suspend wickedness in high places. Wickedness in high places. 13. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand that evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with you, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, we shall be able to quench the fiery darts of wickedness, and take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the one with God. This intensified fight, amen, praise the Lord. And I know that I got some witnesses in the house. There's some witnesses in the place, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The things that have come up against you in this hour, in this season, in this minute, my God. The things, my God, you can't even begin to put your finger on these things, my God. And you know the only way to endure in this fight, this is just not a normal fight, my God. This is just not a pity pack, my God, type of fight, my God. This is a hard, my God, intensified fight, yes, God. And you have to be, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, standing on the right-hand side of God to be able to endure, my God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for we know Jesus. And you know, the weak. This fight is not for the weak. It's not for the weak, my God. You better get anchored in the Lord. The strong, my God. I used to say this about the weak. See, only the strong shall survive, and the weak will perish. And a lot of people don't understand that. We're not talking about in size or stature. We're not talking about whether you're dealing with an infirmity. We're not talking about that type of weakness. We're not talking about that type of strength. We're talking about spiritual, my God. Spiritual strength, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In this season, in this hour, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, you're going to have to be in tune, yes, God, like never before, yes, God, because the ushering that's in this earth, that's in this land, hallelujah, the enemy knows that his time is toward the end, my God, this end time season, my God, this end time, my God, this season, yes, God, you most definitely, like pastor, prophet, he spoke, you better know who you are in God. Because the enemy is coming to sift you like wheat. If God be for us, who can be against us? We got to stay connected, my God. And the greatest relationship that you can have is that ultimate relationship with God. My God, for he cared for us, yes, God. For he is the lover of your soul. This fight, this intensified fight, yes, God. Can I take this out? Let me take this out because I'm going to have to move around here a little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, just have your way. And I always know when God is the Holy Spirit, my help is come. My help is here, my God. Thank you, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying that the Spirit of the Lord will just sober in this place, yes, God, that this word will penetrate, yes, God, that it will change hearts and change minds, yes, God, and bring deliverance, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We're not talking about a natural fight, yes, God. We're talking about spiritual warfare, yes, God, and this type of fight, yes, God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. You're going to have to get down, my God. You have to get down, yes, God, my God, and give God all that you got, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And ask him to lead you and guide you into your shore, yes, God. And I'm telling you, my God, yes, God, and some people will not understand your praise, yes, God. They will not understand what season that you're going through, yes, God. There will be some people that will walk off and leave you, yes, God, because they will not be able to understand, my God, the adversity and the calamity that's hitting your address, yes, God. They're not going to understand, yes, God. They're not going to look at you like you're doomed. They're going to look at you like you have a curse on your life, yes, God. And somebody needs to ask Job, yes, God. He endured, my God, to the end, yes, God. He lost friends, hallelujah. Even his mate turned, oh, my God. She got kind of faulty on him, yes, God. You better know who you are in God, yes, God. You better endure, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, yes, God. And I don't care, yes, God, what your friends say. I don't care what your neighbor said, yes, God. You better call of the Lord, yes, God. You better listen to the voice of God, yes, God. If God tell you to go left, yes, God, and everybody is going right, you better go left, yes, God. And if God tells you to go right, yes, God, and everybody is going left, hallelujah, you better go in the direction that God has ordered your steps, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to know who you are in God. Yes, God. You got to know when God is speaking. Yes, God. You got to know. Yes, God. Yes, God. Not without a shadow of doubt. You got to know. Yes, God. And I call it the genosis. Yes, God. That you know. That you know. That you know. Yes, God. That God is speaking. Yes, God. And God is moving. Yes, God. And God is shifting some things. Yes, God. And God is opening up some doors. And God is closing some doors. And God is adding some people to your life. And God is removing some people in your life, my God. In this fight, my God. This intensified fight, yes, God. Oh, my God, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got to stay anchored in the Lord. This fight. A fight. This intensified fight. These attacks in this season. It seems as though everything is a fight. Everything is a fight. A fight for just peace. Peace sake. To keep your cool is a fight. A fight just to mind my own business. I'm minding my own business, Bishop. And there is a fight just to keep a sane mind. Jesus, I just want to encourage somebody here on this afternoon to let you know, my God, stay focused, yes, stay in tune with the Holy Spirit, yes, God. You do not have time, my God. You don't have time to sweat the small stuff in this season. You don't have time, my God, to wonder about who's talking about you. You don't have time in the season, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, to be worried about who's downplaying you. You don't have time in the season, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, to be concerned about who's hating on you, yes, God. God said, for you are mine, yes, God. You are mine, and you've been bought with a price, yes, God. And you're covered in the blood of Jesus. And I have a hedge of protection around you. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, yes, God. No matter how they conspire against you. No matter how they try to sabotage you, yes, God. No matter how they try to tear you down, yes, God. God said, for you are mine, and I am yours, yes, God. In this fight, in this fight. In this fight, you're going to be misunderstood. In this fight, we don't have time to be concerned about the small stuff. Ooh. Save your focus, the Lord said, and your strength. For these hits, yeah. Jesus, that are hitting so hard, they're hitting you below the belt. Yeah. They're hitting you behind the head. They're hitting you in your rib cage. They're hitting you in the weakest space of your body. They're hitting you in your stomach, in your belly. They're knocking the breath up out of you just about. And you're going to need some help in this hour, yes, God. You're going to need a friend in this hour, yes, God. I'm talking about a friend that you can call any time of the day, yes, God. The way these hits are coming, yes, God. Oh, my God, it's making you want to tap out. Making you want to throw in a towel. These hits, yes, God, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm getting weak, Lord. Oh, my God, I don't know how much more I can endure, yes, God. Oh, my God, this intensified this pain, yes, God. This heartache, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. This headache. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, have you forsaken me, Lord, hallelujah, in this fight, Lord, I need strength in this fight, Lord, I need your instructions in this fight. How to weave, how to bob, how to duck, yes, God. Lord, I'm running out of oxygen. I'm running out of breath, God. I need you to breathe. Yes. Breathe through me, Lord, my God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. crisis. It's a gift from God. Love is a rare thing these days. I'll do it in the name of love. If I don't do it for nothing else, I'll do it in the name of love. Right. Praise the Lord. In this fight, let God do the handpicking. Let God do the handpicking. You don't have to go out and try to find friends. Let God send them to you divine. In this season, in this hour. Everybody don't have your best interest at heart, and people pretend well. They pretend well. My God. Let God do the hand-picking, Bishop. Amen. We don't have time to waste. We don't have another 40 years. We don't have that kind of time. Praise the Lord. Never take loyalty for granted. Them elves, love the loyalty. Never take life for granted. I'm speaking to the younger generation, and I invited many young men today, and they're not here, but I'm going to keep on praying. Yes. I'm going to keep on encouraging, because this new age generation, they just don't have it. Something's missing. No regards for human life. We must introduce our children to God at a very young age. A very young age. Because a lot of them do not know who they are. Lack of identity in this fight. Now, it's one thing to think that you know who you are in the world, but when you know who you are in God, you own to something. And there's so many that don't know who they are. It's a fight, this intensified fight. It hurts my heart to see innocent blood shed. It hurts my heart to turn on the news. It hurts my heart that young men, young people are killing and not even thinking twice. This intensified fight. It hurts my heart as I stand and I obey the voice of God. I raise my children in church.
Right now.
Yeah. And two of them are running. It hurts my heart.
Yes.
I will continue to stand.
Yes.
It's not easy.
What is?
In this fight. For God I live, for God I die.
Yes.
In this fight. My God. Thank you, Lord. But the Lord said, save your focus, save your strength for those intensified hits that hit you below the belt. They came, my God, to knock you off your feet. Those hits that leave you mind-boggling. These hits. Keep your mind staying on the Lord in the midst of it all. In good times and bad times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm in between. When it's raining, when it's storming, when it's hailing. It doesn't matter what season I'm in. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And praise is my weapon. My God. Thank you, Lord. No, you're not losing your mind. There's a few that they are actually thinking that they're losing their mind. There's certain things that's taking place and they think that they're actually losing their mind. And God said, no. You're not losing your mind. Attacks after attacks. Attacks on your family. Attacks on your vehicles. Attacks on your possessions. Attacks on your devices. You can't even hardly make a decent call some days on your cell phone. Attacks with the internet, your communication. These attacks, the fight of your life. Do not faint in the fight. Woo! Do not faint in the fight. These attacks on your finances. Now I'm minding my own business. And I'm trying to stay cool for peace sake. Minding my own business. And then my finances are attacked. My God. This intensified heavyweight oppression. Jesus. So we have to be careful. Because with these type of attacks, see, it wants to take you deep into a deep, deep level of darkness. When we bind that, my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When we continue to stay in God's presence, my God, the intensity of these heavyweight hits, this fight, the devil do not want to see you at peace. He doesn't. He wants you to be confused. He doesn't want you to be able to decipher his voice from God's voice. He doesn't. He doesn't want you to be content. He doesn't want you to have joy and happiness. He doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want to see you with anything. My God. Jesus. You are not losing your mind. You're not. And something constantly keeps pulling on you. And it's waking you up. You can't sleep at night. The Lord wants that one-on-one time with you. Because he wants to speak to your hearing. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Thank you. These demonic forces. My God, you can see the strategy of how these demonic forces, sometimes how they just try to ease in. So subtle. So cunning. That's why you must know your opponent.
the Spirit by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to test the Spirit by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And if it does not bear witness with God, your spirit man will detect a spirit of error. Know your opponent. Know your opponent. Thank you, Lord. Do not allow for anyone to manipulate you. You denounce word curses over your life. It's amazing how people will come jokingly and you laughing, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, they speak a word curse over you. And I had that experience about a week ago about the COVID vaccination. That was a nurse spoke over my life. That's a death sentence. No, I've been tested 67 times and I'm negative, and God is faithful. I'm covered in the blood.
Amen.
And some folks think this walk is all about lollygagging and playing ring around the rosies. It's not about that. It's not about that. There are some people that's truly sold out for God. Amen?
Amen.
Prophet, pastor, Solomon Buckley, there are some people that's truly sold out for God. Amen? And everybody think that people, you know, coming halfway and no, there's some sold out folks. And I love spending time with the Lord. I love being home alone. I can just hear the house settle. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, can I stay two more days? Yeah, stay four. It's just me and God right here. And I'm loving it. Praise God. The safest place to be is in the presence of the Lord. The greatest relationship to have is with the Father God, Godfather, call him Jesus, the Christ. Amen. He's all of those. The love of your soul. Amen. He's all of those things. But you do not allow for anyone to manipulate you. Denounce word curses, speaking death over your life. We cast that all back to the lake of fire. Right now. And there are some that people have said things and your humility will not even allow you to speak. But we denounce every word, every foul, every demonic word that was spoken over your life, we cast it back.
Amen.
Right now, right now, right now.
Amen.
To the lake of fire. It will have no power, no dominion over you. You know how powerful words are. Words can build you up or they can tear you down. That's a fight too. It's a fight. Thank you, Jesus. Know who you are. In God we trust. In the midst of COVID, the Delta pandemic, in a shutdown, in a falling away, in a shaking, and an awakening, and not forsaking him. In God we trust. Entirety. With the entirety of our lives. This is the season that we're in right now. You can't just halfway trust God. You got to trust him wholeheartedly. See, the Lord is raising some folks up. You can't just trust him for yourself right now. You got to trust them for your whole address,
yes.
All your children, your friends, family members,
Some even got to trust God for the whole neighborhood. In this fight, there is a spiritual war. Fair. This fight. The battle belongs to the Lord. It does. But the righteousness of God, it can change God's mind. See, people don't even think about the power that they possess. You have to know who you are in God. You can speak a thing and it'll manifest. You can speak to that thing. You can speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to move. It may not move that day, but continue to speak to that mountain by faith. And God will remove that mountain. He will do it. God is still performing great things. My God, do not faint in the fight. Allow God to prepare you. He's preparing the way and ordering your steps. He said, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right side. But it shall not come near you. That's powerful. That's powerful. Fear not. Fear not. Fear is what's causing a lot of infirmities in our health. Fear. Fear can cause anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, blackouts, hurt it all. Fear can change your whole DNA, your chemistry. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're releasing some things in this place. The rock of salvation. We're standing on the rock of salvation. We declare, we decree miracles in this place on today. Nothing's too hard for your Father. Make it personal. Nothing's too hard.
Nothing's too hard.
For my Father. Nothing's too hard for your Father. God is still performing miracles. Ah, Jesus. Oh, my God. I felt that from heaven. My God, Jesus. He's still performing miracles. It's not over until God says it's over. Yes, God. And I decree and I declare life more abundantly in this house on today. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God is still performing miracles. My God. Claim it. In his name, Jesus. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He will give you angels. Put those angels to work. Put them to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stay strong and steady in the Lord. Stay strong and steady in the Lord. I don't care what comes my way. I could never walk away from God. He's been so good. He's been carrying us this long, this far. Amen. And we're expecting healing for the woman of God. We decree it and we declare it through the blood of Jesus that God is going to bring you out restoration and restore. My God,
make her whole. My God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read this last scripture. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. Amen. In this fight. That's why this intensified fight. Amen. Be blessed. I love you all with the love of God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Let's have the ministry team come down. Those of you know who I've designated, let's have the ministry team come down. We talked about this intense fight this morning. You may be saying that you need to be physically healed in your body. You may be saying today, I need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You may be saying today, I need deliverance. There's a demonic spirit. There's something oppressing me. And so I need to be free. I need the ministry team down here. Ministry team, come down. And so we're going to lay hands on you. And I want you guys to spread out. And so we're going to spread out. So if you want prayer, come down. Come down. Come down. Jordan, I'm going to come down so you can get prayed for. Anybody that wants prayer, find one of the team members who have Minister Lawson here, Minister Opal here, spread out. So if you want prayer, spread out.
Early this morning,